to stop and start the recording.
Yes.
Okay, we have two prayer requests for this morning. The first one is for my bonus daughter, Kaylin Lovell, who's going to be doing a walkthrough at Logan County today at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So if we can just pray that the Lord is present.
Yes.
As we know He is.
Yes.
That she just really see Him move in her life today.
Okay. Well, can I ask what a walkthrough is?
A walkthrough is whenever you go to the county jail or the city jail. You go to the jail and you already have a bond set and you have a bondsman. Okay. So all you're doing is going in and doing the paperwork and turn around and coming right back out.
Okay.
That's what we're believing is going on today.
Okay. All right.
And then let's pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt as they travel to Tennessee to visit family this week.
Okay. Okay. I want to also lift up one of our family or one of our church family there. A man named Duck is battling right now. They call him Duck, but that's not his real name, but they call him Duck. But he's battling right now with some health problems, and he really needs a miracle. So he's in the hospital right now in Oklahoma City. It is Kel and Mary Moser's. It's Kel's father, Mary's stepfather. So he needs a miracle. And they need comfort in this hour as God is, you know, with them. He's with us as we're going through anything we're facing. He's right there. And so we just want to pray for them today. All right. Thank you, sweet sister. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful today that God, when we come to your throne, you are very present. And I thank you, God, that you are not only present in our lives and in this earthly realm, but God, you are ready and willing to not only hear these prayers, but answer them, to move. In fact, you call your people to pray without ceasing. God, you want us to constantly come before you, to live our lives in you and before you, and bringing even just these requests like this. They are so precious to you. And Father, you work through vessels in the earth who lift up the prayers to you. And sometimes, God, people get confused and they try to, it's that logic thing, and we start saying, well, why is not God, why can't he just do all these things and take care of these things without us praying? But God, the earthly realm is set up so that we have to come before you and pray. And so, Father, we come before you right now knowing that, God, as we lift these things before you, You are going to work on behalf of these prayers. And Father, I thank you on behalf of these people you're going to move. And so today, God, we lift Kaylin to you. God, I thank you for the mighty things you've been doing in Kaylin. God, I thank you for the work that you've been doing in her. Now, Father, you see that she has a walkthrough today. Father, we're praying right now for your favor and blessing. God, that she will go in there and turn right back out and come out. God, that the paperwork will be smooth. God, that she will not have any trouble, that every work of the devil that would come in and try to hinder and disrupt your plans for her life would be shut down in Jesus' name. We say every work of the devil against Kaylin is destroyed in Jesus' name. It comes to nothing. God, show up today and show out on her behalf. God, show yourself to her today. God, that she'll see your glory. Father, that she'll feel your presence. God, that she will know that your hand has moved on her and in that place today on her behalf. And I thank you, Father, that you already have shown yourself mighty to her. But God, you said we go from glory to glory. And so God, show your glory today to her in Jesus' name. And Father, today I want to lift up Joe and Neva. God, I thank you that they get a time to be with family. I thank you that they get a time of refreshment. God, protect them. Angels, go with them. As they travel, go with them right now. Take them safely there and back. And God, just bless their time. Give them strength and energy. God, that they'll feel well even while they're with family. Father, sometimes, you know, traveling can make us tired. So God, give them that supernatural strength of the Lord that, Father, they will not be exhausted from the travel, but they will be refreshed while they travel, and they will be refreshed with their family. And God, that it'll be a blessed time. And Father, just help Neva shut her mind off. I can just hear the Spirit say Neva's thinking about everything under the sun she's got back home to take care of. But right now, Father, help her to be able to shut that down so that she can enjoy herself. God, that she can be able to enjoy that time. Father, right now, we thank you that you're with Duck. God, we thank you that you are the giver and taker of life. And God, right now, comfort the family. Be with them. strengthen their faith in this hour. Father, just give Duck peace in his body. Give him peace in his mind, in his spirit, God, that God, you are with him, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, right now, we speak life over Duck. We say, Duck shall live every day he is ordained to walk out by God. We say, Death, you shall not take him until God calls him home. It is God who takes him. And so, Father, we thank you for healing. God, right now, we ask for healing in his body. And Lord, we just bring him to your throne because, God, you love him. And I thank you and praise you that you love Kaylin, you love Joe and Neva, you love Duck, and they are precious to you. And so, Father, accomplish your goodwill in every one of their lives and every one of their situations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Before I go to the sponsors, would you please share information about your church?
Yes.
Your location, times of services.
Okay. Yes, I will. Okay, well, praise God. The Lord has done a miracle, you know. He opened up a door for us to be able to go to a bigger building. And so, praise God, you know, the Lord will do that. And he's so wonderful. And I mean, I'm so blessed. So, let me tell you how to get there because it's a new direction. We were at a place, really at our house in a barn. It was 3 miles west at the stoplight in Sayre, okay? And so, I'm just going to give you the address on how to get there from there. Listen, Neva, I was never good at giving directions. So I'm going to have to get this down so next time I'll be able to give it in a clearer way. Okay. But let me just say to you this, that when you get to my house, you go 3 miles west of the stoplight, but instead of doing that, go 4 miles. Okay. In the stoplight in Sayre, we only got one stoplight. Go 4 miles west of Sayre, and then you're going to turn back north and go 5 miles. And it's at the New Liberty Church building. And we are having church there right now. At some point we plan to get a sign. We think it'll say something like the Refuge at New Liberty or the Refuge of New Liberty. But we are there and we are having services Sunday morning at 10:45, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday night we have youth and we have a Bible study at 7 o'clock. So please come join us. God is doing marvelous and mighty things. I'm telling you, God is moving in such a way. Monica, before we even get to the word, people are, you know, coming to the altar and laying down in the presence of God. I mean, the power of God is moving mightily. All you need is the presence of God, for the glory of God will change everything. Amen.
I was trying to Google it,
yes,
and see if I can find it. Oh. However, I don't know.
I think I have the actual physical address, but I'll pull it up.
It's okay.
I'll have that for next time. No one ever called me organized.
Okay, I'll set that one over there. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. I'm your host, Monica Lovell. Our guest for today is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Her title for this morning is The Imagination. Yes. And we do have the actual address for the new location of the Refuge Church. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma, 73662. And you do have to put in the E for the East, or you won't get to the right place.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Back to you, sister.
Amen. Well, let's get right back into the Word. God wants us to be able to use our full brain, okay? And that includes our imagination. So we're just talking a little bit about that today. I want to show you something. A lot of times we get so discouraged because we want to experience really the supernatural, but we don't, people think bad of supernatural, but it is what literally even the when you begin to study the Word out, when God was doing miracles, it actually refers to it as supernatural. So it is the devil who hijacked supernatural, and he used it in a wrong way. See, a lot of times we start throwing everything out because the devil's used it. When God, you know, we don't throw, what is that saying? You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But that's what we've done. We started saying, this is too dangerous, and we've shut everything down. And guess what happened? The church began to move in no power. She began to lose her power. And all of a sudden, after she began to lose her power, she began to lose souls, saints, because it's only the Spirit of God who can bring the lost in. I can't do it. You see, what's happened is man has gotten to a place where he thought he could master Christianity. He thought he could figure it all out on himself. He used his logic and his reasoning and his ability to study, and he did everything, and he studied himself right out of the Spirit of God. He studied himself right over into no man's land where God could not move in his life anymore, because he began to set everything up. See, listen to me. Remember when they ate from the garden, they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? God told them not to do that. And so they went in and they ate from it. But can I tell you what was going on? I've never seen this. God said, Tammy, I told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said they could eat from the tree of life, but not the knowledge of good and evil. He said, but when you think about it, you always think it's because that they were going to have their eyes open to evil. He said, no, Tammy, it was even good they were going to open their eyes to. This is amazing to me. See, we only see that they were eating from the evil. But he said, no, Tammy, they were even opening their eyes to the good. And see, he said, when they begin to eat from the tree of the knowledge of a good and evil, what happened was they no longer could eat from the tree of life. Was God's life. They could not eat from God's life anymore. Once they knew good from evil, they couldn't eat from the life of God. Let me tell you why. I believe this is what the Holy Spirit revealed. He said, Tammy, it's because now they moved into the realm of logic. They talked themselves right out of needing God. They said, we don't need him anymore. See, I know good from evil, and now what I'll do is set my own rules up of how to achieve, how to reach God. See, I don't got to eat from the life of God anymore. I don't got to go anymore and get life from God. I know how to achieve it apart from God. Now I'll set up all the do's and the don'ts, and I'll begin to find God without God. See, now all of a sudden, this is how we get denominations, okay? And the Lord said we often are not experiencing God because we have all these facts, but we don't know the experience of it. So we've got all these things, like we know God heals, but we don't always experience healing. See, we know God speaks, but we don't always hear and speak. And so we know that he's Father, but we don't always experience his fathering. You see, because there's a gap between these things. Because we've got facts without experience. We've got facts without understanding. And so what happens is we build our own relationship with God out of everything we think will please him. Instead of understanding everything that God was showing us in this Word was to bring us to him so that we could know him. Eternal life is to know God and his one true Son, Jesus Christ. It's to know him. He said, Tammy, sometimes man they'll make their way. You got to fast this much. You got to read this much. You got to pray this much. And all these things are valuable and they're important. But God said, you missed the whole point of them. He said, all of it was so that you would draw near to me. He said, why do I want you to read the Word so you can get to know me, Tammy? He said, why do I tell you to fast so you can draw near to me? He said, why do I tell you to pray so we can commune together? He said, why do I tell you to go to church so I can spend time with you? In fact, yesterday when I was spending time with the Lord before services, I said, Father, I said, you know, sometimes I just come here and I say, God, what's your word for the people? Because I've got to have your word for the people. And he said, Tammy, I want you to begin to come and ask me. He said, do you know all our time is about you and me getting to fellowship together and just have time together? He said, begin to talk to me about what's on my heart. So I did. I said, Father, what's on your heart today? You know, just would you share your heart with me today? What's on your heart? And do you know what he said? He said, Tammy, it's my favorite day. I said, okay, all right. He said, Sunday is my favorite day. And I said, okay, why is it your favorite day? Okay, first of all, can I just talk to you about the fact that when I am talking to God like this, my right brain is being active, okay? See, a lot of times we can't talk to God because we think that's not, we think it's dangerous and weird. No, that's exactly how you begin to talk to him. And so I began to ask him, why is this your favorite day? He said, Tammy, because Sunday is the day that my children come to my house. And he said, I love it when they come to my house. And he said, Tammy, you know, sometimes I only get to see some of my children on this day because some of them don't spend time with me every day. So this is the only day I get to spend with them. And he said, not only that, he said, when they come to my house, he said, then worship goes forth. And he said, you know, we learned this, that worship, actually the word worship means to crouch like a dog. It almost means to lick the master's hand. What is a dog doing when it's licking the master's hand? It's giving the master a kiss. And so worship is like giving the Father your affection. And so he said, I get to interact with my children. They come and they show me their affection. And sometimes I don't experience this except when they come to my house. And so he said, they come and they start to open up. And he said, I love it because you know why? Because I can actually pour myself out onto them. I said, why is worship so important to you? He said, Tammy, it's not because I need their worship. It's that they need to worship me. He said, because if they don't worship me, I can't get to them. He said, because worship activates the right side of the brain, which opens them to receive my affection back to them. He said, I long for this day. I crave it because some of my children, they'll sit down and they will open the word. Some won't even spend any time with me. But he said, some of them will open the word and they'll read it. And they'll say, okay, God, I got to get better about loving. Yep, that's what I'm going to do today. And they run off and they try to love. He said, and they miss the entirety of what I was wanting to do. I wanted to just spend time with him. I wanted them to receive my love. He said, some of them never, ever even turn on worship music and worship me. He said, except when they come into the house of the Lord. He said, but it's that very place that opens them to receive my love to them. And so I want to encourage you, begin to worship God on your own time. Begin to spend time with him. Turn on the music and begin to spend time with God. Let him begin to open you up to receive from him. You see, because what's happening is your spirit is being prepared to receive all that God wants to give to you. Praise God. He's opening us up to understand. Oh, he's helping us understand, Monica, how we can actually interact and receive from him. He's always giving, but we don't always know how to receive from him. Now look at John, 1 John 5:20. I want to share this. 1 John 5:20 says this. Actually, I'm going to back up to 19. I always do that. I'm sorry. It said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. So I want you to catch something. Jesus said that what he sees the Father doing, that he does. He was not going back up to heaven in the physical realm and saying, let me see what you want to do today, Father, and then coming back down. No. He was actually seeing, and I believe it was connected to the imagination. He wasn't sitting around imagining it, but it was through the imagination that he began to see the mental pictures of what God was doing. See, I'm not sitting around imagining these visions that God has given me. No, I'm sitting around and spending time with God, and then he begins to give me a mental picture that comes through my imagination, okay? Now, what I want to say to you is that Jesus was seeing his Father do something before he did it. Do you know this precious man we just prayed for, Duck? Okay, Duck. He's sitting in the hospital. He's battled dementia. He came to the house of the Lord one Sunday. I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. But when I saw him, I saw a mental picture immediately. I saw a mental picture of this man. And he was sitting on the front porch. And he was rocking back and forth on a rocking chair. And he was doing this, Sister Monica. I saw him on that porch all day. Now, this was a mental picture that came through my imagination. I didn't take time to think about imagining him doing that. No. I was in the presence of the Lord, and when I saw him, I got a mental picture of him sitting on the front porch on a rocking chair all day long. And so when I was ministering at the end, the Spirit moved on me and told me to go up and talk to him. So I went up and began to talk to Duck, and I said to Duck, I said, Duck, are you on the front porch every day? And he battles dementia, so he just said, yeah. And his son and daughter-in-law just began to laugh because they knew it. They knew that this was right on from God. And I said, Duck, the Lord is showing me you sat on that porch all day long. And they just laughed and laughed. The family did. And I said, and I also see this. The Lord said to tell you, Duck, that he's out there with you, and that when you're sitting on the front porch watching things go by, the Lord said, he's coming by. He said, the glory of the Lord is passing by you. The glory of the Lord is being shown to you every day, Duck. And he just kind of smiled and said, oh, okay, okay. He didn't really understand what he was talking about. And that word was really ministering to Duck, but really also ministering to his family. Afterward, his family told me that Duck sits on the porch all day, every day, watching the cars go by. They said, Tammy, he sits there from sun up to sundown. Now, I saw this, guys, in my imagination. I didn't imagine it. It was God who I've given. Guess what? Guess what, Monica? I've given even my imagination to the Father. I said, my imagination is yours. I give you this, Holy Spirit. And he gives me his mental pictures through that imagination. He's governor and ruler over my imagination. You see, now, Jesus couldn't do anything unless the Lord showed him through, the Father showed him through a mental picture. He saw it, and then he did it. So you'll hear these mighty men and women of God who operate in the healing. They'll say, I saw myself put my hands on that person and begin to pray for them. And they obeyed it, and then the person was healed. Okay, a lot of times you're going to get the mental picture, and then you will step out by faith. It's going to take stepping out by faith, amen? And so we're getting close to closing here. I want to get to that one scripture that everybody takes, and I used to take as well. We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 10:5 that we find ourselves saying, wait a minute, the scripture says to cast down all imagination. And so I want to look at that scripture real quick. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we're going to back up. We're going to back up to verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Okay. Now, I want to say this. It says we're to cast down our imaginations. Now, we've taken that like, well, we can't imagine anything that's dangerous, and we got to cast it down. But do you know that word, actually, the word imagination there is logismus. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Logismus. I don't even know how to say it. It's where we get the word logic. He said we were to cast down all logic. Oh my goodness, God, you're so good. He said that logic is reasoning. He said anything that you are, your intellect, your reasoning, your logic, all of that part of your mind that tries to set itself up against the knowledge of God has to be taken down before you're going to be able to walk in the way that God has called you to walk. Did you grab a hold of this? See, he said you've got to cast down that part of you that shuts God out. See, the left side of the brain shuts God out if you're not careful. It shuts God out. It will reason God right out of your life. So he said that is the part of you that has to be cast down. If you don't cast it down, it will absolutely keep you from experiencing God. You'll have all these facts, but you'll have no experience. You'll have all the truth, but no experience, because it takes faith to experience the truth. Glory to God. You got to have faith to experience God's truth. Okay, so he actually said that you're not supposed to cast down your imaginations. You're supposed to cast down your reasoning, logic, intellect, those things that try to go against what God said is true. Can you see it, Sister Monica? So many times I hear people say, oh, well, you know, tongues were for back in that day. The gifts of the Spirit aren't operative anymore. No, the Spirit doesn't operate that way. Can I tell you, you've shut down the word of God. You've moved into logic realm, and you are no longer being able to see the truth of God's word. You are only holding to what you've seen with your logical intellect. You've shut God out of the Spirit. The Spirit can't operate when you only go by what you see in this word without having the Spirit. This is why God said we must worship God in spirit and in truth. He didn't just say truth. He didn't just say spirit, because when people only operate by spirit with no truth, they go too far and they get into demonic stuff. But when people only operate in the truth with no spirit, they get into carnal, manly, earthly things, and they never reach God. They are only staying in an earthly, fleshly mindset. They cannot tap into the things of the Spirit that are outside of man's logic and reasoning. God defies logic. The parting of the river, the parting of the oceans, only God can do this. The raising of the dead, only God can do this. He defies logic, and you will never experience him if you only operate in your mind. The intellect of man, it has to be pulled down in order for you to experience all of God. So I want to encourage you today. The mind is powerful, and it can be used for evil. But when it is submitted to God, it can be used for all that God intended for it to be used. God is amazing. So today he is awakening that in you again. He said, child, hand me all your knowledge. Hand me all your wisdom. That's what I've been doing, Sister Monica. I have literally said, God, here it is. I give you every fact I've ever put in this body, in this mind, in this brain. I give it to you. All the wisdom, all the understanding, all the knowledge that I have gotten through the years. I set it before you. Now go and sift through it. That which is true, that which is good, bring it back to me. But God, that which is not of you, get rid of it. God, get rid of it. Because I don't want to take any other way than God's way. So I submit all my imaginations to him. I submit all my creativity to him. I submit every intuition to him. Everything is submitted to him. And so today, the Lord is just teaching us how to see that the imagination was a good thing when it's used right. See, I want to encourage you that you can use your imagination in this way. You can begin to dream what God said you should dream about. When God gave you a prophetic word, when God put something in your heart, dream, imagine it. You can sit down by yourself and imagine that. Imagine that taking place, Monica. And guess what it does? It begins to encourage your spirit. It begins to encourage you. What happens when we begin to think on, imagine what we're upset about? We begin to play the mental picture in our mind. It wears us down. It weighs us down. It makes us miserable. But when we begin to imagine God's plan for our life, it encourages us. It lifts us up. Now, I want to clarify this and we'll close. What I mean when I say you can imagine those things, you can actually sit around and in your time with God and begin to envision what that looks like. Ask God to take over your imagination, begin to help you dream again. But at the same time, when God is going to speak to you, he'll use your imagination when he shows you a mental picture. That is not where I sit around and imagine it. I start imagining what God was doing with Duck. No, that's not what I did. I simply waited on the Spirit to show me what Duck was doing through the Spirit. And it was a mental picture that he put in my mind. So I hope this is helping some of you understand how you do have to use the right side of your brain to allow God to speak and to move and to do those things in your life. Be blessed today. We will be back next time.
Yay.
Hey!
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Ethan, and from Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey, Y'all have a blessed Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Amen.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.